My name is Jim Behoosh, and welcome to The Sketchbook, a builder's journal of ideas, tips, and technique. I needed to mix up some two-part adhesive recently. I was working with fiberglass resin, hardener, and fiberglass cloth. I don't deal well with noxious fumes. Some of us are more sensitive than others. But noxious is just another way of saying poison. In this case, poisonous fumes. Great. Lacking a respirator, I flooded the area with fresh air. I was only mixing a small amount, 4 ounces to be exact. Even with a relatively small amount, I was aware that not only are the fumes poisonous, they're highly flammable as well. I was mixing the resin as part of a temporary drain fix in a basement. I opened all the basement windows and door. I used fans to move fresh air towards me and out of the basement. As a cautionary note, a friend used to have a boat shop. They were laying up a fiberglass hull and had a box fan in the window to draw fumes out. They laid up a layer and left the fan running while they went to lunch. They came back to the fan spitting 20-foot flames out of the building. The fan's unenclosed wiring had ignited the fumes. Luckily, the fan kept running, so it was more a spectacle than catastrophe. So be aware if you're using flammable materials in an enclosed space, and turn off all sources of ignition. To minimize my time exposed to the fumes, I made sure I had everything set up prior to mixing up the resin. Work area ready to go with all tools handy. Fiberglass cloth cut and ready. You also want to be ready since the pot life is short. In my case, about 8 minutes from usable resin to rock hard. As I mentioned, I mixed up 4 ounces of resin. By doing something as revolutionary as reading the directions, I knew that the ratio was 10 drops of hardener to 1 ounce of resin. I took a clear plastic cup and poured in 4 ounces of water from a measuring cup. I used a Sharpie to mark the level on the cup, poured out the water, and dried my now marked single-use mixing container well. In place and ready to go, I poured resin in my clear mixing cup to the line, added 40 drops of hardener, and stirred well. Prep is always important, but especially so when dealing with materials with a short working life. Have something you'd like to share on the sketchbook? Send an email to info@weru.org with sketchbook in the subject line.